And now back to Farmcast Radio with your host, Brian Ulmer.
Joining the Colorado Ag News Network and Farmcast Radio at this time is Mike and Angie Murphy from GoSeniors.com. And we're going to talk more about the Medicare enrollment period going on right now across the state and across the nation. Now, the way I got to meet Mike and Angie Murphy is they actually had a meeting scheduled, an appointment with my mother, my elderly mother, who's 87, going to be 88 in January. And we sat down and visited with them about the Medicare decision that most elderly folks are facing right now during this enrollment period. And that's what led me to want to have you guys on as guests, because I know in agriculture, we have so many out there that are facing the same situation that are eligible, not just the elderly, but those that are eligible to apply for Medicare. And it is a very confusing process. And I wanted to have you guys on to try to lead us through some of those questions they may be having, and also be able to maybe contact you guys to learn more or set up an appointment with you guys as well. Let's just jump right into it here. When can folks enroll or make changes to your Medicare plan? I kind of alluded to it earlier.
Well, yeah, Brian, anyone who's been watching TV or listening to the radio or opening their mail is being inundated with information about sign up now, sign up now. The enrollment period, well, let's talk about it. First of all, if you're new to Medicare, you're going to get that when you turn 65. So that's the first time that you're eligible to get Medicare. Now, there's an exception to that. If you're disabled, have Social Security disability, it is possible to get Medicare before age 65. But most of us get it at 65. Every year between October the 15th and December the 7th, there's a period of time when a person who has one Medicare plan, specifically a Medicare Advantage plan, can change to another Medicare Advantage plan, irregardless of their health. So there's no medical questions whatsoever, except one.
Yes, have end-stage renal disease. That's the only medical question they ask for your Medicare Advantage plan. You can also change or sign up for a Part D drug plan during this time as well.
I understand there's a Part A benefits coverage.
Okay, so your Part A benefit is for your hospital, your skilled nursing, and you do not pay a premium for that monthly. You paid into that all your years of working or all the years your spouse worked, and that covers your hospital stay.
We have some new information that just became available. You know, things change every year. The insurance company's benefits change, costs change, and Medicare changes some of their basic benefits specifically.
So the Part A hospital deductible is going to be $1,408 for next year, and your Part B deductible is going to be going up to $198 per year. Also, your Part B standard monthly premium is going up to $144.60, so just up a few dollars from last year.
And how about on Part B benefits coverage?
Well, your Part B benefits, those are your doctor visits, lab tests, and so on. So far, Brian, we've been talking about original Medicare. So for your listeners out there, if you'll take out your Medicare card, you can take a look at it. Oh, and by the way, by now, you should have received your new Medicare card. You'll know because the old Medicare cards have your Social Security number on them. The new cards have a number that you probably won't be able to memorize. But anyway, as of January 1st, the Medicare providers, service providers, will no longer be accepting the old cards, the ones with the Social Security number on them. So if for some reason you haven't received your new card with your new number on it, you know, there's things you can do. We'd be happy to help you get that taken care of. Anyway, so Part B are your doctor benefits, doctor visits, labs, and those kinds of things. Although Part A does not have a premium, Part B does have a premium. One of the questions we get is, well, why do I have to have Part B? Do I need to keep paying for Part B? And the answer is, yes, you really do. The $144.60 a month that premium is going to be next year allows you to add certain types of supplemental programs to original Medicare to get the benefits that you need if you go in the hospital or have a serious illness or an accident.
What about long-term care if you need it? What happens in that case?
Well, long-term care can be a little difficult to define. The way Medicare works right now is there really is not any coverage after the first 20 days if you're in a skilled nursing facility, otherwise known as a rehab hospital or a rehab facility. So Medicare, original Medicare, will pay for the first 20 days. Typically what happens is you would be in the hospital for a short period of time, and in fact, you must be in the hospital for 3 days in order to qualify for the skilled nursing benefit. But anyway, after 3 days, then the first 20 days of that skilled nursing facility are covered 100%. After that, you're on your own. You have to pay that out of your own pocket. The type of program that Angie's talking about are supplemental programs that are designed to fill in some of the gaps that exist with Medicare Part A and Part B. For instance, Part A deductible, that $1,408 for next year. That's a deductible every single time you go in the hospital, you know, no matter how many times that might be. They're designed to cover the Part B deductible, the $198 that you have at the beginning of every year. But they don't pay the Part B premium. That you have to pay on your own.
What is the Medicare Advantage plan all about?
Well, the Medicare Advantage plan are managed by insurance companies. It takes original Medicare Part A and Part B, and it's managed by the insurance companies. A lot of these plans are zero monthly premium. They add some additional benefits, such as vision, hearing, sometimes dental. They include a prescription drug plan. A lot of them include a gym membership. And they also have what's called a maximum out-of-pocket. And what that means is it's an amount that you would not go over in any given year, no matter what happens. You're in, have a lot of hospital stays, maybe you have some surgeries. You have a maximum out-of-pocket, an amount that you would not pay out of, you know, more than out of your pocket.
Yeah, and that's a really important distinction, Brian, because original Medicare, there is no limit. In other words, you pay 20% of the cost, they pay 80% of the cost, you're in the hospital. If you have a large bill, there's no limit on your liability if all you have is original Medicare. And so one of the ways that you can limit that liability is through having a Medicare Advantage plan.
Now, I know there are some out there that have Medicaid. Do they have additional benefits available to them besides the Medicare benefits?
There is a special plan for a Medicare Advantage plan. There's a few different companies that offer them in Colorado, and they offer a lot of additional benefits that they wouldn't normally have otherwise. Usually zero copays for doctor visits, hospital stays. There's vision, hearing, dental, you know, also prescription drug plans. It's an excellent plan for people who have both Medicare and Medicaid.
Yeah, some of these plans, Brian, will even provide funds to help pay for eyeglasses, have huge discounts for hearing aids, and some of the plans will even give you a dollar amount every 3 months that you can take into your local pharmacy and purchase non-prescription items such as toothbrushes and toothpaste and vitamins and aspirin and those kinds of things. But you have to have original Medicare and Medicaid to be able to qualify for those plans. However, if you do, you can get one of these special Medicare Advantage plans regardless of your health. It doesn't matter what health you have or what drugs you're taking, you can enroll in one of these Medicare Advantage plans that are designed. They're called dual plans pretty much any time during the year.
Just ahead in the final segment of FarmCast Radio this weekend, I'll wrap up the interview with Mike and Angie Murphy from GoSeniors.com.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about FarmCast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net.
Do you have a soon-to-be high school graduate in need of a scholarship? Last year, 12 students were honored by the West Greeley Conservation District, each receiving $5,000. Each year, WGCD hosts a scholarship award program for eligible graduating high school seniors whose families live within their boundaries and are taxpayers to the district. Applicants must be planning to be full-time students with a 3.0 or better GPA and attending a Colorado institution of higher learning and studying agriculture, conservation, or a related degree field, such as agribusiness, environmental studies, natural resources, animal science, forestry, water, or geoscience. Visit WGCD.org for complete details regarding the scholarship or follow the link online inside the barn. But don't wait, scholarship application packets must be received by March 20th.
You're invited to join livestock producers at Colorado Livestock Association's Front Range Livestock Symposium December 5th at Embassy Suites in Loveland. Jeff Joseph of Joseph Law Firm will provide critical information on the current state of immigration and pressing employer issues that pertain to agricultural operations. Trent Brewer, Pinnacle Assurance, will also teach attendees about incident investigation to help them reduce workers' compensation premium costs and prevent future injuries. Registration is free, but you must RSVP for lunch. Do so online at coloradolivestock.org/event/front-range.
Ag Fact of the Day. From bacon and sausage to ham and chops, Americans enjoy the versatility of pork. Colorado pork producers raise 750,000 hogs each year and are frequently recognized for the quality of care they give to these animals and for the environmental stewardship. This Ag Fact is courtesy of Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
If you work an 8-to-5 job, when do you have time to get to the bank? First Farm Bank's drive-up window is open from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. You won't find another bank in town that's more accessible. Stop in and see our Sterling or Yuma locations and find out how First Farm Bank is putting you first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.